You're listening to the House to Home Show on WGCL, brought to you by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington. And now your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with HFI Mechanical Building Solutions, and our co-host is Brian Thompson with FC Tucker Bloomington Realtors. Welcome back.
Thanks.
You were gone for a couple weeks.
I was. I'm back now.
Welcome back. Yay. And our guest today is not a newbie. He's been on before. Yay. Matt Murphy with Harris Services. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And he brought us prizes.
He did.
Are these leftovers from the home show?
Yeah, they will be. Yes.
They are. That's okay. We like leftovers.
He brought us fun little rubber duckies. And because I love it, because the duck is one of your like mascots or your logo. I don't know. It's not really a logo, but it's kind of a contributor to your logo.
Yeah, a lot of people know us from the actual duck.
That's on the side of the trucks.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is.
There's a duck holding a vacuum or
a cleaning machine or something. Several of them. They've got one for the handyman, one for most every services that we have.
You got a duck with a hammer?
Yep.
So tell us what you're here to talk about today. I mean, Harris Services started out as Harris's carpet cleaning or and I know that from talking to Glenn Harris, one of the owners.
Hence the name Harris Service.
Harris Service, that's right. That when they'd go in there to clean carpets, people would go, hey, can you put a door in for me?
Yeah.
I know that's a real stretch, but it happens.
Nope. It's exactly how it kind of started. I mean, Glenn started off with carpet cleaning. He's got years of experience with that. And just like you said, I mean, he was going into the homes and people just continued to ask him for different services and he just never said no.
That's
so it's kind of evolved into what it is today with all the different services we do. The fire and water restoration part of it kind of all plays off of exactly all the other services. So in a fire or water claim, then all these things can kind of spin off and you're able to do just about everything that we do.
Well, and I love it that you, I mean, it's taken a natural progression. You've added things kind of slowly but surely over time. And one of the things that I really like people to know is that, and I'm looking at a brochure here, it talks about rug cleaning. I think people don't realize that their area rugs also need to be cleaned.
Oh, yes.
And you guys can do that. You can come and get them or they can drop them by, I assume.
Yeah. And we prefer to do them at our location because when you're cleaning a rug, obviously there's going to be some moisture that's going to gather underneath the rug, and we don't want that to sit on your hardwood floors and damage those. So, like you said, we can actually we'll come pick them up, or you can drop them off, and we do those pretty much weekly because so many more people are having hardwood surfaces. Area rugs are becoming more popular, some need more attention than others based on the traffic, but also the type of rug is important as well. You just don't want to use anything. You want to have a professional do it.
Right.
Well, rugs are really expensive, so yeah, you definitely want to take care of it the right way.
Yep.
Absolutely. Well, that's one of the things. I think I recently saw something on their Facebook page. I don't know if it was a video or if it was just photos of them like taking care of like a really expensive, I don't know, like a Persian rug or something like that. That I mean, you pay upwards of $1,000 for an area rug like that.
Yeah.
You need to take care of it.
Yeah. And more people forget that it also needs cleaned because it's, you know,
vacuuming's not enough.
Right. And they've got a huge surface as hardwood or tile, and then they kind of, the rug as well itself needs needs some attention. So
exactly. And you guys have all that stuff.
Yep.
I was thinking about when people are moving in and out of houses, you know, the last thing they do is pick that rug up. Like it's never been moved for 10 years. It's like there's a lot of dirt under there. Nothing to move it and have it cleaned on a regular basis.
Yep.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So tell us what else. I mean, I see also on here home and office cleaning. I don't think I realized that you had that service.
Yep. We do a lot of home cleanings. We do FC Tucker's office.
FC Tucker offices.
We do commercial and residential. So we can do your home on a daily basis, and we do several of those. And then we also do several offices. We've recently got some different bids or jobs, if you will, that are kind of special. We can clean offices that are actually surgery suites.
Oh, wow.
So we've kind of stepped it up to our environmental side of it, where we can clean actual hospital size offices that have surgeries actually conducted inside them. So that's kind of cool that we do.
That's scary.
Yeah.
That's a different kind of cleaning. Medical waste is a different kind of cleaning.
Yeah. Well, it kind of takes us to another level and put a little feather in our cap. If we can clean your surgery that well, surgery room, then we can obviously clean your home that well. So we do several offices, and we can do, you know, if you have move outs for, for homes, move ins, if you have offices that need clean on a daily basis, there's really no job that we can't do.
I was going to say, one of your markets probably has to be rental agencies, you know, people that rent to, like, the university students and stuff like that. That
is the same as cleaning up medical waste.
In many ways, sometimes it probably it is. Right. But, yeah, I can imagine that at turnover time, it's very busy because a lot of those managers don't have someone that cleans for them, obviously.
Right. Yes.
But I'm sure I've had children that have left apartments that were not necessarily I was proud of. But there's a lot of cleaning to be done there.
Yep.
Medical waste, that's funny.
Exactly. Well, Same thing sometimes.
So tell us a little bit more about the water, fire, and smoke damage restoration.
We deal with a lot of claims. Right now, we've had a busy year thus far. Bloomington's kind of fortunate; we don't have a lot of fires,
right?
Which is good. Knock on wood. But from a water standpoint, you know, we have had a lot of claims in that aspect of it. But we kind of pride ourselves on, you know, getting there and drying the area out properly. If you can dry it out properly, you're going to, you know, mitigate the amount of damage that is done, thus the repair work that goes along with that. So, you know, we try to dry it out properly with air movers, dehumidifiers, minimize the damage, and then we can get you back into your home as quickly as possible. Unfortunately, sometimes the severity of the damage, there's going to be some repair that's going to be needed to be done, and we can do that as well. So another thing we'd really try to do, we've added some people to our staff that we're really trying to concentrate on the communication part of it, explaining to the homeowner exactly what they can expect from start to finish, and really trying to make sure that they understand it, because it is complex.
Right.
There is time that takes, you know, takes time to do it all. You know, we deal with the adjusters, the insurance agents, and so we're really trying to communicate thoroughly through the process so they know what's going on and what to expect.
And that's really nice that you take on that responsibility, and that helps the homeowner, because the homeowner doesn't know the right things to ask. You know, they're, okay, well, it needs new carpet, it needs new this. You guys understand all the underlying parts of it that you need to be addressed as well.
Yeah.
I think so many people think that if the carpet's dry, then everything else is dry. What they don't understand is that the drywall got wet.
Yes.
And that if that doesn't get dried out appropriately, because I think they think, oh, we had a little bit of a flood, we'll just, you know, we'll put some fans in here, it'll be dry, and five days later it's still dry, and now, I hate to tell you, but you have mold growing behind your walls.
Yeah, and that's what we want to do it, you know, correctly the first time, because we don't want to do something and then turn around and have to come back later because we didn't do it properly. So
that's awesome. So people can call you even before they need to call their insurance company, obviously, but then they can call you as well. And
You know, we want to try to really kind of be the first on their mind. And, you know, the insurance company is going to provide you with two or three different companies to work with. And we would like to be at least one of those companies. And then the more people that know about us and see us around and who know who we are, the better off that we'll get that opportunity to be that company that they choose.
Well, if they don't know you, I am shocked because I see your vehicles everywhere. Now, granted, I do live on the south side by their office, but I still see everywhere in town. I was next to one the other day, and I'm always looking at them to see if I know the technician or whatever, you know? Because a couple of them, I really like their technicians. Phil?
Yep, Phil's amazing.
Phil is amazing. He cleans carpets like no other. He's awesome.
Yeah.
And he's fun. He came and cleaned our office carpets before we had an event last fall. And I might say, I called like the day before and said, can you squeeze me in? And they were like, absolutely. So, and Phil came out and did an amazing job.
Yeah,
so.
Phil's pretty great. We do have a large fleet out there. So, and we've really stepped up our marketing this year, hence the material I just brought you today. Those are actually hot off the presses. We just got those in today. So
awesome. Well, we are going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Matt Murphy from Harris Services.